Well, a few weeks back, our next performer came here, and he's used to performing at comedy open mics. And he came here with his, I didn't word that the way I meant to. Good thing. But anyway, this performer is a comedian, and he has some material, and some of it's adult, and I hope that's okay with everybody. The hour is late. And his name is Rob Forsese. Give him a big welcome.
I want to just tell you something that I'm like so honored to be in the presence of such great musicians. I mean, I have to say that. I mean, let's give a hand to the musicians.
Why not?
I mean, come on. Let's be real. That's some good musicians. I mean, I'm trying to revolutionize the rap industry, you know, with the human beatbox, you know? I'm known as the choke artist. Nah, but anyway, did anybody have a good weekend?
Yeah,
I didn't. I had to work. Yeah. Oh, I know. Feel sorry for me. I'm in the restaurant industry, and I'm a comedian. You surprised? No, I work at Chili's. Don't mind the name. It's actually quite hot in there. Nah, but I'm a server, you know, where people are hard to please, and it turned me into something I never wanted to become, an ass kisser. Yeah, because you don't get a paycheck. You only get paid in tips. I mean, that's a stripper's salary for you. You know? In fact, strippers make more than that because of extra hours activities where we toss your salad for free. Yeah. And last time I told you guys I was married, and I'm trying to move myself into a better neighborhood with my wife, and, you know, anybody have live in a crappy neighborhood? Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you, a 10-story building is considered one floor, which leaves a lot of stories in my place. All right? I mean, my crappy neighborhood, why is it so crappy? Nobody can pick up after their dogs. Yeah, anybody been through that? It's not pretty. Okay? And trust me, if I ever meet the owners of these dogs, there's a good chance they'll get their shit back. Yeah. Now, I've been suffering from a little bit of a cold lately. That's the only time I ever eat what I cook, you know? I can't cook. I leave the cooking to my wife. I like to make her a nice hot meal once in a while. Everything she wants with Tabasco sauce. You want them Cheerios with Tabasco sauce? Here you go. It's nice and hot for you. Yeah. Although I recently got results back from a CAT scan, I'm happy to let you know that I'm cat free. There ain't no pussy in this person. I got myself a pitcher of beer yesterday. I pick it up tomorrow at Bed Bath & Beyond. I figure it'd look real nice on the wall next to my GED. Yeah. So, anyway, anything new happen with you guys? No?
Yeah, you.
Me? I'm new? Yeah. Actually, I'll tell you something I'm scared about, though. I have both my mother and my father's genes, And I'm scared about my father's side of the family because actually he's pretty, you know, big. He's actually very big. I'm not saying I'm big by any means. And my uncle died of a heart attack. So I am always concerned about my weight. And I happen to love Almond Joy candy bars. Yeah. And I'm trying to cut down on the weight, so now I eat mounds. Well, anyway. Now, we actually go food shopping every now and then, me and my wife. And you never realize what you forget until you actually need it. Sorry, honey, forgot the toilet paper. And then, of course, what happens if you get the wrong brand? Exactly. Because when you're married, it's all about brands. I give her the toilet paper. We use Charmin Ultra Soft. What are we using? Pimp toilet paper? You're wiping your butt. I just don't understand. You know? And I had a severe drug habit when I was a kid, you know? I quit smoking trees. I really did. I'm staying clean. Plus, I was tired of putting the Christmas presents around the ashes. But actually, my neighborhood is quite scary, now you think about it. Because, after all, there are gunshots and underage vodka shots, but it's the quietest people that scare me the most.
What's up, man?
What's up? Okay, I'll go inside. Well, anyway, that's my time.
Rob Forsese. One more hand for Rob. If you're like me, you were sitting there thinking, oh my God, I could never get up and do that. I couldn't do comedy. That's hard. Thank you, Rob. And now Mark Hastings was probably sitting there thinking,